Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, unemployment went up recently to 7.9%. Unfortunately, the economy just went down. In the fourth quarter 2012, the last full quarter of business, it went down. It went negative 0.5%. That's, that's halfway to a recession, right? Consumer confidence and small business optimism both are down. Consumer confidence based on the Conference Board numbers and small business optimism based on the NFIB report, which we'll cover, I think, tomorrow, by the way. So that's down. The government is experiencing annual operating deficits of over $1 trillion in the national debt, which is over $16 trillion. Is on par with our gross domestic product. Let me put that debt number another way. If the U.S. were a business like you and me, it would owe as much as we sell. Imagine that you have as much debt as your top line sales revenue. It'd be pretty frightening, wouldn't it? And that's where we are in America today. So with all this set of realities facing us, isn't it interesting that President Obama chose to say very little about the economy in his second inaugural address, and really not much about the economy in his State of the Union speech? Not a lot of details, right? But he did talk about his climate change agenda in his inaugural address, and he mentioned it again. The climate change agenda and his green agenda, he mentioned it again in the State of the Union speech. So we wanted to know what small business owners think about the president's priorities. So we asked this question about a week ago in our online poll. The president said climate change will be a major focus of his second term. What do you think? That's what we asked small business owners, and here's what we were told. Those who said, "I agree with the president. Climate change is our greatest problem." Those people came in at 6%. The middle group, 38%, believes the president should focus on economic recovery more than climate change. And the rest, the 56% remainder, allowed that Mr. Obama should focus on the deficit and debt more than climate change. So 6% agreed, 38% said he should focus on recovery, economic recovery, and 56% are more worried about the deficit and the debt than they are the climate change. So think about that, folks. 94% of small business owners seem to think that President Obama isn't watching the same ballgame as they are. And we just learned that his Jobs Council, which had so much fanfare a couple of years ago, has just been disbanded. Now, this 25-member committee is noteworthy for this reason, the makeup of the roster. There are six in that 25-member committee. There are 16 big business CEOs, airlines, energy companies, General Electric's in there, financial industry, 16 big business CEOs. And don't forget now, most of these big business CEOs get 40% of their revenue from overseas. 16 big business CEOs, 3 venture capitalists, 1 from academia, 1 from politics. There were 2 union bosses in the mix of this Jobs Council, and 1, count them, 1 small business owner out of 25. 1 out of 25. That's right. The group that signs the front of the largest batch of payroll checks every week in America, 70 million, and create almost every new job, every net new job in America for the last generation, that group was represented on the President's Job Council by one very brave small business owner, Darlene Miller, CEO of Permac Industries, Burnsville, Minnesota, 55306. She's got 30 employees, Darlene has. By the way, you may remember that Darlene has been on our show before, and we're talking about getting her back home, but I talked to her, I called her about the Jobs Council. I asked her, I said, tell me, did you create jobs? Did your council create jobs? She said that it actually did. She thought that it did. And I'm going to get her on the show soon and get her to tell us how that happened. But let's just say she's right. If that's the truth, if we've still got 20 million plus Americans, and we do, over 20 million Americans still are either unemployed or underemployed, wouldn't you think that the Jobs Council, if it was creating jobs, wouldn't you think that the Jobs Council would still be in business? Why did they get rid of it? I don't understand that. Do you? Why don't they create 15 more jobs? If it created jobs, why don't they create 15 more Jobs Councils? If one did a good job, wouldn't 15 more be better? Why would you get rid of the only one we have? That's a question, I think, that deserves to be asked. But here's another perspective on that. I believe the truth is the president doesn't need any more Jobs Councils to create more jobs. He doesn't need any more. He just needs to spend his efforts and start using language and start promoting policies that make America's job creators, small business owners, to make those guys, you guys, think he's watching the same ball game as you are. That's all he's got to do, is just tell small business owners, show them, not don't say anything, show them with his behavior, with his actions. Okay, stop talking about success like it's a bad word. Stop calling small business owners the fortunate. If they're successful, if they're financially successful, and they've found a way to make a lot of money after probably starving to death for a while, stop calling them fortunate just because they're successful. That kind of behavior will make small business owners want to hire more people. Small business owners will create more jobs when the government stops acting like it's working against them. Right now, that's not how small business owners feel. Thanks for listening. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. When we come back, I got a few more things to talk about. And then we got Dave Anderson coming up in the second half of the hour. It's almost 9 after. Here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.